天路导向
Leading the way。
Hello listening friends，
麦克牧师主讲。
亲爱的朋友你好，
安详翻译。
耶稣说，我就是道路真理生命，
让我们携手同走天路。
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们平安，很开心可以在节目中与大家再次相遇，我是主持人小环。那我们现在正在学习的系列是认识你真正的敌人。那在上期节目中呢，麦克牧师提到，我们许多人的心是坚硬的土壤，因而使得神无法在我们身上发挥功效。那除了坚硬之外，还有哪些土壤会给撒旦留余地呢？好，那就让我们预备心，与麦克牧师一起进入今天的节目吧。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are glad that you have tuned in to this program.
很高兴你收听这个节目。
We are looking forward to hearing from you as you write to us.
我们很希望能收到你的来信。
It is our prayer that we have been a source of encouragement to you.
我们祈求神，愿这个节目能够鼓励你。
In the last message, I left you with the thought of the hardness of the soil.
上次节目里，我们思想到坚硬的泥土。
I told you that in the next message, I will be talking about two other types of soil.
我告诉过你，我会跟着讲关于其他两种的土壤。
And tonight, I want to talk to you about the second type of soil.
今天我要讲第二种的土壤。
It is the shallow soil.
就是浅土。
In this second type of soil,
在这第二种土壤里，
Satan finds himself being prevented from letting the word of God getting into the heart.
撒旦发现自己无法阻止神的道进入人心中。
This particular person hears the word of God, and it begins to produce itself in his life.
这个人听见神的道，神的道就在他生命里开始起作用。
Plan A of hardening the soil did not work, so Satan goes to plan B.
撒旦使人心刚硬的第一号计划行不通，他就进行第二号计划。
So here is plan B for Satan.
撒旦的第二号计划是这样的。
You can find it in verses 20 and 21 of Matthew 13.
你可以在马太福音第十三章二十、二十一节那里找到。
He said that this person who gets excited about hearing and understanding and comprehending the gospel.
这里说，有一个人听见福音，当时明白了，就感到很兴奋，欢喜地领受。
This is the person who commits his life to Christ.
这个人将自己的生命交给基督。
And makes a public confession.
公开地认罪。
He may go to church for several months.
他可能到教会去几个月。
And he goes with enthusiasm.
而且很热心。
Then a member of the family begins to make fun of him.
然后家人开始取笑他。
And they say, hello, Mr. Preacher.
他们会说，哎，你又在讲耶稣了。
Or, hello, Mr. Prophet.
或者说，哦，你又在说教了。
Have you experienced that?
你也有这样的经历吗？
Or maybe a colleague at work makes fun of you.
或者你的同事会取笑你。
And tell you that you have become very religious.
说你变成圣人了。
Among young people particularly, this is very difficult.
对年轻人来说，尤其困难。
So what does Satan do?
接着撒旦会做些什么呢？
One of his demons comes to that person and say,
他派手下一个恶魔来对那人说，
You know, you have to go underground with your newfound faith.
你最好能隐藏你的新信仰。
I even heard people say you got to keep your religion secret.
我甚至听人说过，你必须保守秘密，不要让人知道你的信仰。
After all, religion meant to be very private.
信仰是个人的私事。
So, what does that person do?
这样，那人会怎么做呢？
He crawls back into a hole of ineffectiveness for God.
他把自己藏在洞里，他的属灵生命毫无功效。
They do that out of fear.
这是由于他们恐惧。
Are you afraid?
你害怕吗？
Have you gone back sliding because of the persecution and the mockery of other people?
你有没有因为别人的逼迫和讥笑而退缩呢？
The Lord can encourage you tonight.
今天神要鼓励你。
He wants to uphold you tonight.
今天神要扶持你。
He wants to use you tonight.
今天他要使用你。
You come to him and said, Lord, I know that you have not given me the spirit of fear.
你来到神面前对他说，主啊，我知道你没叫我恐惧。
But the spirit of love and self-control.
你把爱和自制的灵赐给我。
Then there is a third method by which Satan operates to neutralize the effectiveness of the word of God in the life of a Christian.
撒旦还有第三种方法来消除神的道在基督徒生命中产生功效。
In verse 22,
在第二十二节
it says that other seed fell among the thorns.
有落在荆棘里的种子。
And the thorns grew and choked them.
荆棘长起来把种子挤住了。
Now just think of that operation for a minute.
现在让我们用几分钟来想一想这个过程。
In verse 22, Jesus gives us the explanation.
在22节耶稣这么样解释。
He said that the thorns are the worries of this world.
他说荆棘就是世上的思虑。
The thorns are the deceitfulness of wealth.
荆棘就是钱财的迷惑。
People who get their security from money and more money and more money.
人想要更多、更多、更多的金钱来赚取安全感。
Rather than commitment to Christ.
而不依靠耶稣基督。
They will allow the thorns to choke the seed of the word of God.
这样，他们就是容许荆棘来挤住神道的种子。
Now I want to remind you that this was productive soil.
让我提醒你，这本是可供生长的土壤。
This is not hard and compacted soil.
不是坚硬结实的泥土。
It was not the shallow and the superficial soil.
也不是浅土。
This was a good soil.
是好土。
In fact, this particular plant forced its way through the briars and towered above it.
事实上，这种植物需要冲过荆棘，才可以在其上继续生长。
I believe this is Satan's hardest work.
我相信这是撒旦最努力做的工作。
He works his hardest among those whose hearts are established.
他要尽量破坏那些已经开始建立起的信心。
So what does he do?
他要做什么呢？
He works his hardest to stop it from making much progress.
他要尽力阻止信心继续成长。
So he keeps him busy and busy and busy.
于是撒旦使他们整天忙忙碌碌。
With nothing to show for their business.
却是徒劳无功。
If Satan cannot remove the word of God from taking hold in your life,
如果撒旦不能从你的生命中夺走神的道，
he will try something else.
他会想别的办法。
He will try to uproot it.
他要把植物连根拔起。
And if he cannot uproot it,
如果撒旦做不到连根拔起，
what is he going to do?
他又会怎么样做呢？
He'll try to choke it.
他会设法挤住植物，使它夭折。
If he sees that you are going to the point of almost getting ready to be fruitful for the kingdom of God,
如果他看见天国的道在你心中逐渐成熟，快要结出果实来，
he will get you so occupied in so many things that you will not have time to think about growing and reproducing yourself.
他会使你忙着处理各样的事物，而没有时间去想怎样成长并结果子。
He will get you busy in a new promotion in the job.
他会叫你因工作升职而忙碌。
He will get you busy through some social activities.
他会叫你忙于社交活动。
He will get you busy in your success.
他会叫你为自己的成就而忙碌。
Serving on many committees.
在许多委员会里任职。
He will get you busy and involved in too many good things.
他会使你忙于参与许多好的活动。
And this is it. You're not doing bad things, but good things.
没错，你是在做好事，而不是坏事。
You think this is okay.
你以为这些都没问题。
Please listen to me very, very carefully. I speak to you from my experience.
请你留心听，我讲的都是我亲自经历过的。
A few years ago, I found myself too busy in ministering.
好多年前，我发觉我传道的工作实在太忙了。
But not very effective.
却不大有果效。
And I felt the Lord saying to me,
我感到神在对我说
that to be effective, you have to spend time with me.
你想要有果效，必须花时间来亲近我。
And that was a great revelation to me.
那对我是很大的启示。
I thought I was working hard and doing my best.
我以为我努力工作并尽力而为。
I have never missed spending time reading the scripture and praying.
我从来没有停止过读圣经和祈祷。
But I had a problem saying no.
但我不懂得如何拒绝。
And the Lord had to teach me the hard way.
于是主加倍地教导我。
First, the Lord assured me that no matter how hard I work, I am not the fourth member of the Trinity.
首先主叫我知道，无论我多尽力，我都不会成为三位一体神之外的第四位。
Secondly,
第二，
I learned that it is God who works in me, and I better not forget that.
我最好不要忘记，真正做工的是在我里面的神。
Because if God is working in me,
因为如果神在我里面做工,
then I can work 1 hour,
我可以工作一小时,
and be far more productive than working alone for a whole month.
比我自己工作一个月有果效得多。
And when I read of how the average pastor in America spends 20 minutes in prayer every day,
当我看到美国的牧师平均每天用20分钟祷告。
And the Korean pastor spends 90 minutes in prayer.
而韩国的牧师用90分钟祷告。
I said, no wonder God doing great things in Korea.
我就晓得难怪神在韩国行大事。
And I want to be truthful with you.
我老实对你说。
In my heart of hearts, I believe that if I had not changed my life,I would not be speaking to you today.
在我心深处，我相信，如果我的生命没有改变的话，我今天就不会对你说话。
This was Satan's trick, pure and simple.
撒旦的诡计就是这么简单。
He delights in getting us preoccupied with things, anything.
他最爱看见我们被各样的事情，任何事情缠住。
Anything that would sap our energy and take our time.
任何会消耗我们精力和时间的事。
Well, many Christians spend many hours watching television.
很多基督徒花很多时间看电视。
And very little time in prayer.
却有很少的时间祷告。
No wonder they're not very effective.
难怪他们没有果效。
God wants us not in our own production, but in His production line.
神不要我们在自己的生产线上工作。而是在他的生产线上工作。
Sometimes we think that activities is the same as productivity.
有时我们以为参与活动就有工作果效。
That couldn't be further from the truth.
事实真相并非如此。
In fact, I can tell you that there is nothing wrong with making money.
让我告诉你，其实赚钱没什么不对。
There is nothing wrong with riches.
财富也没有什么不对。
If they do not become your security and your primary goal in life,
只要不让钱财成为你最大的安全感和生命追求的目标。
There is nothing wrong with pleasure.
欢乐并没有什么不对。
If it is the expression of our faith and not the substitute of it,
只要它是我们信心的表现而不是信心的代用品。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because idols of any kind can choke away our effectiveness.
因为任何的偶像都会阻碍我们生命的果效。
Idols have a way of smothering our witness.
偶像会遮蔽我们的见证。
Idols have a way of destroying our testimony.
偶像会摧毁我们的见证。
Idols have a way of destroying the joy of the Lord.
偶像会消灭主赐给我们的喜乐。
Let me tell you a story.
让我讲一个故事给你听。
When some of the invaders invaded India,
当侵略者侵入印度时
they went into a Hindu temple.
他们来到一座印度庙那里。
And they destroyed every idol that they could find.
他们摧毁了所有的偶像。
In one celebrated temple, the priest came to the invaders and said to them,
在一间著名的庙宇里，祭司对侵略者说，
Please, whatever you do, do not destroy this particular idol.
随你们做什么，但请不要毁灭这个特别的偶像。
This is a very precious idol. We don't know why, but it is very precious.
这是个很贵重的偶像，虽然我们不知道原因，但它是很贵重的。
Please leave it alone.
请放过它吧。
They begged the invaders.
他们恳求那些侵略者。
But they refused.
但他们的请求却被拒绝了。
Instead, one of them struck the idol.
一个侵略者把那偶像打破。
And from that image burst streams of precious stones cascading from the hollow interior.
突然有许多珍贵的宝石从空心的偶像里倾泻出来。
And I thought of that piece of history.
当我想到这历史事件。
In many ways, this is how it works in the life of the believer.
我觉得对信徒来说，在许多方面也是同样的道理。
For each idol in our lives that we are willing to destroy, we will gain more than we will lose.
如果我们愿意除掉生命里的偶像，我们得到的会比失去的更多。
Every idol that is demolished will bring us new treasures of grace.
每一个拆毁的偶像都会带给我们崭新的恩典的宝藏。
Every idol that you surrender to the Lord will remove another hindrance to the productivity of prayer.
每当你为主抛弃偶像时，就会消除你祷告时的拦阻。
What idols do you have in your life?
你生命中有什么偶像呢?
Do you have worry?
你有没有担忧?
And fear?
有没有恐惧?
And anxiety?
有没有焦虑?
Destroy it tonight.
今天就把它除掉。
So that you'll become truly fruitful for the kingdom of God.
这样你在神的国里才能成为真正结果子的信徒。
Finally, Jesus tells us there is a fourth type of soil.
最后耶稣说到第四种土壤。
And it is self-explanatory.
这就不需要我多解释了。
This type of soil
这种泥土
is the kind of person that I talked about in the previous messages.
就是我在前面的信息中提过的人。
It is the person who is sober and vigilant.
谨守警醒的人。
A person who is serious-minded about the enemy and the work of the enemy.
是认真对付敌人和敌人的工作的人。
He or she is productive according to their gifts and according to their talents.
他按照神给他的恩赐和才干来侍奉，且有果效。
100, 60, 30 according to the blessings that God has given them.
他按照神的恩赐结果子，有100倍的，有60倍的，有30倍的。
I'm going to tell you this and I'm going to conclude.
我将要结束今天的信息。
I hope tonight that you're going to do some soil testing.
我希望你今天可以做点泥土的测试。
For if you come to the word of God with unrepentant heart,
如果你领受神的道却没有悔改的心,
Satan is going to snatch the seed away.
撒旦会将道的种子夺去。
If we come to the word of God and our aim in life is wealth or riches,
如果我们领受神的道,但我们生命的目标是金钱财富的话,
or if we worry so much about the future,
或是我们为将来有过多的忧虑,
Satan will choke up the effectiveness of the word of God.
撒旦就可以扼杀神的道在我们里面产生功效。
If you come to the word of God with bitterness, jealousy, and strife,
如果你领受神的道，心里仍有苦涩、嫉妒和挣扎。
If you come to the word of God with fear,
如果你领受神的道而心里仍有惧怕。
Then Satan will scorch the seed in your heart.
撒旦就会使你心里的种子枯萎。
But if you come to the word of God by the Spirit of God,
但是如果你靠着圣灵来领受神的道，
The good seed of the gospel,
那福音的好种子，
The good seed of the word of God,
神的道之好种子，
That is sown by the Lord Jesus Christ,
是主耶稣基督所撒的种子
will produce fruit in your life.
就会在你生命中结出果实。
Shall you go on your knees now and pray?
现在请你跪下来祷告。
Now I'm going to pray with you.
我现在要和你一同祷告。
Heavenly Father,
天上的父亲啊，
We thank you that you have given us your word.
我们感谢你赐下你的话语。
And we know that your word is powerful.
我们知道你的话语大有能力。
And we know that it's convicting us right now.
我们知道你现在要叫我们看见自己的罪。
We come to you in repentance.
我们来到你的面前认罪悔改。
We ask you to forgive us.
恳求你赦免我们的罪。
And Father, I pray that you will restore us afresh tonight.
天父啊，求你重新将我们挽回。
That we will have in our hearts the good soil.
让我们心里有好的土壤。
I pray that in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
阿们。
感谢麦克牧师的教导和安详的翻译，让我们明白祷告的重要性。或许我们会花大把的时间在网络和手机上，却不愿意来与神亲近。亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，求神除去我们心里的惧怕与担忧，使我们心里有好的土壤。当然，这也需要我们更多的愿意花时间来与神同行。好，亲爱的听众朋友们，今天的节目就到这里，愿神大大的祝福你们，我们下次再会。
我身上